than not, now that I can hardly speak, that we happen to have Al Bala, president of Manitech, who's been so much and meant so much to all of us in this company over the last few years, and we're just delighted to have him on board with us today to share with you. Al, you on?
I am on. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Al. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Well, hopefully I can send some sunshine from Miami, Florida, and to all of you. I'm still here for a few more hours, and got to spend Mother's Day down here as well and do a super regional at the same time. I mean, not a super regional, but a super Saturday. So that was that all was wonderful. So anyways, I'm excited to be on this call, and I want to thank, obviously, Mary Jo and Lydia for giving me the space to be able to chat with you all. The last month and a half has been quite interesting for us because we've been going around the country doing these town hall meetings, which for us has been a great opportunity to get in front of people, to bring Manifest to those who hadn't been at Manifest to some degree, and then those who were at Manifest, to kind of remind them of all the things that we discussed and the things that I think created such a wonderful experience for us all at Manifest. And so we've seen a lot of excitement out in the field, and I know obviously most events are going to be always exciting, but I think we see something a little different happening right now, where we're seeing not just excitement, but we're seeing results. And that's been kind of our experience, as you've heard, and this is from your team, Mary Jo, the Sharon experience and the 100-day to ND, which was exciting, which is a great example of some of the things we see going around Manitech around the world. We just had another experience of a national in 45 days with two regionals and just people following the system, following the three-point plan and having some great success just doing exactly what we have already laid out. And as we know, that's a program, that's a plan that's worked. Not only has worked now in Manitech for the last two or three years, but certainly for those of us who've been around this industry for a while, we know that that's the type of thing that will always work. It's always worked. It's worked in my case, I've seen it work in 65 different countries. For those of you who will be going to the Association of Network, Marketing Professionals, you're going to be hearing a lot of speakers talk about some of the same things. It's very comforting to when we go to some of these things to realize that we are right on track, that we're doing all the right things, and it's just a matter of giving ourselves some time to see some of these things really gel into a culture. Because you need a little bit of critical mass to make this thing work, and that's why when we see what happened with Sharon and what's happening with other folks, it just is a validation that what we're doing is right. As Mary Jo said, we have J.P. Coster with us this week. Again, we're going to be looking at some fine-tuning, I would say the 0 to 90 day, where I think there was a lot of questions. We want to kind of nail that down. We want to continue to nail down the language, and we want to continue to hear from someone who actually, when I was talking to JP yesterday when he first landed, he said his business had grown, this BP, by 100,000 GPV, which is really amazing for a Q13 silver presidential business. That's quite a lot of growth in one BP. So not only, we know that this has worked, but it's great to see that it continues to work. And we need to continue to speak of the evidence of such so that people realize, again, this is not a fad. This is not another program that's going through Manitech. We've had some of that experience in the past. This is truly something that has very strong legs and something that really works. And I want to say, Mary Jo, you've been probably one of the pioneers, and you've been one of the most consistent users of the program. I'm not surprised that you're starting to see some of the results that you see in your organization. But I have a feeling that this is catching throughout the United States and Canada. And we saw evidence of that. And everywhere that we went, And that's why there's a lot of excitement with all of that. Now, in terms of announcement, I think I would love to be able to, you know, I'm happy to tell you all that our 1-2-3 program, which was basically if you recruited two all-stars in one BP, you got paid three direct bonus. This program was supposed to be a one BP program. It was just a BP4 program, but it increased our recruiting by over 50%. So for me, that was like, it was such impactful result. Because a lot of times you want to do something that moves the needle, but not everything you do moves the needle, especially not that dramatically and especially not that fast. So because of that, we have extended the 1-2-3 program through all the way through BP8. So that means that most of you guys, that's an opportunity to have a reason to go out there and recruit some new folks. I don't think there's any other way for this thing to grow that, you know, new blood, new energy. I tell people all the time, you are one person away from a revolution in your business. And these people, when they come in, they are true blessings to you, you know, because they make you feel like, wow, I mean, somebody is listening. Somebody wants to do this. And then as soon as you have that, if you can find one, then you realize you can find two. And then if you can find two, you can find three. It's interesting, you know, being in Miami and doing the Super Saturday here last week, to see people that have been in the business for 7 years and literally, you know, and they just had, you know, just very marginal success. And all of a sudden, in the last 5 months, I mean, we have two new nationals, one new executive, about 12 new regionals. All of a sudden, it's like it's caught on fire. And somebody said something really interesting at the meeting. He said, for years, we kept saying there's nobody in Miami, there's nobody in Miami, there's nobody in Miami. And then also in the last 5 months, it's like, what happened? Everybody starts showing up from everywhere. Well, it wasn't that there was nobody in Miami. It was just that until someone has made that quality decision to move their business forward, and I know when you've made a quality decision because the results would follow. Literally, in a period of 5 months, people, I mean, they just revolutionized their business. You know, some people went from regional, literally from regional 5 months ago, to executive in VP5. So I know that for all of you who are listening to me right now, you are one decision away. And, you know, and again, and, you know, Brian Clemmer said it, and he couldn't have said it better. He said, look, results, sometimes harsh, always fair. Results always follows a quality decision. How do I know when you've made a quality decision? Because the results will follow. There's just no other way around it. I mean, it just, you know, when you close those doors. Now, so somebody says, what's a quality decision? Well, a quality decision is, you've left no doors behind you open. It's the literal cliche of you burn the ship, you burn the bridges behind you, you've given yourself no option for failure. And when that happens, that magical moment happens, then all of the universe conspires for you to succeed. And things and people and resources and situations will happen that really conspire for your success. I think a lot of people listening to me, sometimes you feel like everything is conspiring against you, when in fact you can change that, and you have the power to change that through a single decision. A single quality decision can turn all the invisible world in your favor. You know, and I think that's when God intervenes, and that's when everything else happens, everything lines up, and all of a sudden you could do nothing wrong. And all of a sudden, you got momentum. And all of a sudden, everything you touch turns to gold. And I have seen it happen thousands of times over 65 different countries. I can always tell. I mean, I was looking at the people getting the pin on Saturday going, you know, I always told you guys that when you would make that decision, it would happen. You have just learned the most incredible secret of the universe. It's a decision away. And then it's always one person comes into your organization, and all of a sudden they turn your business upside down. You are one person away from an absolute revolution in your business. But somehow it just happens that person never shows up until you have made that fine, that full commitment to your goal. And having said that, I'm hoping that some of you have made a full commitment to being in Cancun. There's a few things that are going to be catalysts for you in the next few months. Number one, winning the 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, winning it once, twice, three times. Every BP, make it a commitment that you're going to win that 1, 2, 3 program, that you're going to earn that extra direct bonus. That means if you do that 2 BPs in a row, at least, you know, you're going to be getting a power bonus. Again, you know, and committing yourself to earning your power bonus a couple of times over the next few months. And as you do that, it sets you perfectly to be in Cancun. Make Cancun something that is a situation where failure is not an option. I mean, surround yourself with everything that you can to remind you that that's the goal that you have set. If you guys remember when Mary Jo went to one of the meetings a few years ago, and this gentleman who was the skier, I'm trying to think of his name, and he talked about putting these things around you, these little round signals around you that would remind you of the decision that you've made. We need to make Cancun that kind of a thing, where there's everywhere you go, there's something reminding you that you have decided to go to Cancun, that your family knows you're going to Cancun, that your friends know you're going to Cancun, that especially that your upline knows you're going to Cancun, especially that your downline, that you have verbalized your downline, you're going to Cancun, and it's a kind of verbalization that goes a little bit like this. I'm going to Cancun, and I'm going to go to Cancun with you or without you, but boy, would I love to have you with you, to have you with us. I mean, obviously, I don't want to go without you, but I tell you what, I'm at that point where I have decided that it's going to happen regardless of what other people do. And only then, will these other people show up in your life that will really make a big difference for you. Now, Mary Jo, let me see. I wanted to have a little surprise for you all. And last night when I was talking to J.P. Coster, I wanted to see if he could get on a call this morning. It's a little tough for him because he came in almost at midnight and with a time difference. But, J.P., are you on a call? JP, you may have to do *7 or something. I don't know if Mary Jo, if there's anything special for him to do. I sent him the number you sent me. Anyway, so
*6.
I thought he... Say that again?
*6.
*6. So, JP, if you are on call, just do *6 and... announce yourself, because I wanted certainly for you to have a few minutes also to say something and just kind of say hi to everyone. And I tell you, he is so excited. He is he's incredibly excited. He's had an amazing BP5, and I love the idea of having him on Tuesday night. I think he's going to do a great job, and I hope that everybody out there will get people on the call and tune in to that presentation and get on manatechlive.com. But anyway, so continuing on what I was talking about, basically, if you've made that decision and you have committed yourself to it and you have verbalized it and you've created enough of these things around you to remind you of what that is, I think there is absolutely no way that you cannot succeed. And that is just the way it is. I mean, if there is a secret out there, that would be the secret. On the other side, I would have to say that, you know, over the last few weeks, I really, and since Manifest, I've really been following up on some of the things that Paul Zane Pilzer talked to us, and I know, Mary Jo, when you were putting, you know, you guys put the presentation together, standardized presentation, now, there was a lot of things in there that we put in there that were really very, you know, very insightful. And it's interesting that as I've gone and look at it some more and dig into it, trying to put it as part of another type of a presentation as the president of the company, as we travel around, is understanding how to put Manatech in the context of what's going on today. You know, and we talked a lot about the sharing economy and what's happening in the economy and in terms of, you know, what today is being called the Internet of Everything. You know, there's this new economy, the Internet of Everything. The Internet of Everything is really, over the next 5 to 10 years, is realizing, just like we said, that there's going to be a major shift due to technology in terms of, you know, the employment situation, in terms of, you know, some of the business model that will be adopted by various companies out there, some of the big ones, actually. And the fact that this is all going to lead into two types of situations. I mean, and it's almost a paradox because on one side we're saying, look, half of the jobs are going to disappear over the next 10 to 15 years. Now, I want you guys to think about this because I found that as I'm sitting down with people and I'm creating a context to the Manatech conversation, before I get into my big Manatech spiel, is let's agree on a couple of things that are going on and let's see if this is true. First of all, the future of jobs. And, you know, it's not hard for you to get people to agree with you that the future of jobs is changing. We will lose anywhere between 50 to 80% of jobs in the next 10 to 15 years. That's over 2 billion jobs will be eliminated due to technology, robots. When you think of the Uber concept, where, you know, 9,000 Uber cars can replace 40,000 taxis in New York alone. When you think about things like what's going on with various industries where they're really eliminating all the middlemen. When you think about something that Walmart just talked about last week, I mean, Walmart just put a big announcement out there last week, which is they're going to go now internet. They're going to go, you know, where you're going to put your orders through the internet and use their shops, the stores, 11,000 stores, as pickup centers. Just think about it, pickup centers. So you'll put the order on the internet, you just go and pick it up. Well, how long do you think before it is where Walmart will not need 11,000 stores when they're not going to need hundreds of thousands of employees? It's just coming. It's coming really fast. I mean, the Amazon model is starting to really become more and more prevalent. And then, you know, some people now call it the Internet of Everything. Well, on the other side of this thing, if there's a shift in all this in the job market, on the other side, there's people saying, look, over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to create over 10 million millionaires. So, you know, even for me, you know, I was having a problem really connecting those two dots. We lose all these jobs, but yet we create 10 million new millionaires over the next 10 to 15 years. Until I came across this one thing, which is the Internet of Everything. This new economy is going to generate over $19 trillion of new GDP growth globally. Now, $19 trillion is the size of the largest economy in the world, which is the U.S. economy. Everything we do, every transaction that happens in this country gets up to about $15 trillion a year. And we're talking about adding another $19 trillion of new transaction through the Internet of Everything. As a matter of fact, Cisco put out a really interesting video, which I'm going to send you, Mary Jo, and you can send it out to folks, really when it talks about what that looks like and where's that going to come from, the number of devices. We're going to go from 10 billion devices that are connected to the Internet to 50 billion devices that we connected to the internet, okay? That's where the Apple Watch and all these things and all the things we talked about that we know are going to fuel both the wellness industry, but it's also going to change the way we distribute things totally. And this whole idea is that, you know, is then becoming the concept of people who drive traffic to the internet, connectors. Now, I was doing a little bit of research, and I found out a very interesting thing. If you look at two companies, one is called Boeing, and the other one is called Facebook. Boeing has been in business over 50 years. They have 165,000 employees. They did $85 billion in sales last year, and their market valuation, their valuation on the stock market in Wall Street is about $103 billion. Then you take a company like Facebook that's been around 11 years. They did about $12 billion in sales. They have only 10,000 employees versus 165,000 employees. But yet their valuation on Wall Street is $230 billion. So people in Wall Street, which some of them are pretty intelligent, not all of them, but most of them are pretty intelligent, are betting on the future of that model more than they're betting on a company like Boeing that makes these big, huge planes and things. They have a product. And when we look at Facebook, well, what's the product of Facebook? The product of Facebook is you, you and your connection. They have figured out a way to monetize what you like, the people you know, your influence. They've been able to monetize your influence to create a company that people are willing to bet on because it's the future. So the future belongs to the connectors. And that's where now we go full circles. Why Manatech right now? Well, if the wellness industry is going to explode because of all these billions of devices that are going to turn into the internet, they're going to make people aware of wellness more than they've ever been, where doctors will know what's going on with you before you even know about it because your Apple Watch is talking to their computer and telling them, you know, from your EKG to your blood sugar to your oxygen capacity to all these things are going to be transmitted automatically into a computer so that you will be aware of your wellness, your doctor will be aware of your wellness. So all of a sudden, taking supplements will not be just an exercise in the dark. It's going to be something that you do because you see results. So this is going to really explode the whole wellness industry. But at the same time, our model is one of being a connector. So that means that we're really going to play into this much bigger, larger, new economy of connecting people to a product source, especially if that product is patented, if that product is unique, if that product is not sold in stores, and that product solves one of the biggest problems in the world, which is the problem of malnutrition. I've said a lot of things in the last 5 minutes. I know some of you, if you're trying to keep track of this, it probably is impossible. But I just want you guys to know, we are at a certain point right now. We're in a certain timing in our lives, in the life of this company, in your life, in your connection to our company, that if we really understand that, makes it very exciting when we talk to people for the first time. Instead of just starting to talk to them about pills and powders, it would really be nice to start talking to them about where we are right now in the context of everything else that's going on in the world and realize how huge this could be and why. If people don't open their mind to the new economy, they will definitely be victims of the new economy. They're not going to be the 10 million new millionaires that are going to be created. They're going to be the people who are going to be displaced. They're going to be the people who are going to be wondering what happened. And you know what? Most people don't want to be in that position. They really want to be in the position of being on the people who saw it first, who had the vision, the insight, who had a glimpse into the future and took action right now to absolutely change their lives economically and create a legacy, a financial legacy for their families. Folks, that is what's keeping me awake at night, but it's keeping me awake at night with excitement because I know that we have our hands on something that is really, really, truly exciting. And you put that in the context of our international expansion in Asia, in South America, in Central America, in the rest of the world. Folks, we're setting something up big. A $1 billion company, we'll get there. I mean, we'll get there fairly quickly. But we're talking about multiples of billions of dollars that are going to be created if we do this right. And then doing this right means that we have equipped you, we have trained you, we have given you the right information, we have held your hands when you needed to, but also we have given you the opportunity to really step up as leaders and do the things that are right to change your life. And that, you know, if you're on this call, you're the people who have made a decision to step up. You're stepping up like you've never had before, and I know for the Hilliker team, you guys are ready. Can't wait to see you all in Lubbock. If you have some folks, Nancy Bacon and the rest of you, if you in L.A., obviously we're going to be there this weekend. Lots of stuff to share with you all. There's a lot going on in the whole weight loss and the lifestyle of fitness, the lifestyle of the lifestyle of wellness that we're promoting right now. So I congratulate a lot of you guys that are really pushing that very hard and very successfully, I might say. And it's all kind of a new way of looking at Manatech, a new way of looking at where we, how we're positioned to really take advantage of these amazing mega trends that are going on in both wellness and direct sales, and certainly all being leveraged through the internet. It's pretty exciting. So anyways, folks, that's kind of my message for this morning. I hope I didn't go too fast. This is certainly going to be available for replay. A lot of this information, I have it actually in a presentation that I'll be sharing with Mary Jo this week when we meet. Again, it doesn't change nothing from our standardized presentation. It just supports it to say that everything that we have in there is exactly relevant for today. It's very, very timely. Sorry about the fire truck coming by right now. It's very timely. And if it's presented properly, folks, we should be attracting some really, really sharp people who really want to make a difference both in their world but also in the world. So, Mary Jo, I was hoping that JP was going to join us, but like I said, it's rough for him to get up this early considering the time difference and when he got in last night. But he's going to be available on Tuesday night, and he's going to be definitely ready to share some pretty exciting stuff that's going on in his business in South Africa and certainly in the world. So anyways, back to you, Mary Jo. Hello? Lydia or Mary Jo?
Hello?
Did I lose everybody?
Yeah, no, you just lost me. I hit the wrong button and I exited the phone.
Okay.
How are you? It's great. Sorry. Great. Thanks for giving us all that insight. I just you mentioned a couple things. One of the guys that I met at one of the conventions, Vince Pacente, his name was. Remember when you
Vince
talked
Pacente,
about making
yes,
one quality decision, and he had this little system of gold dots. You buy these
gold
little
dots,
stickers,
that's
gold
right,
dots,
that's right.
And you
exactly.
put them. In fact, I'm looking at my computer, and guess what's in the upper right-hand corner of my computer still? My gold dot.
Gold dot.
Isn't that something? Yeah, just to remind me
right.
where I'm going. Yeah. So
that's
you keep
right.
your
right.
you keep your quality decision in your head. You put it on your mirror when you brush your teeth in the morning, wherever that is. You put it on your iPhone. So you have these gold dots everywhere that continue to remind you of that quality decision that you've made. So you don't ever waffle, waver, stay on track, keep focused on it, and it happens. And as you well know, I'm an advocate of Brian Klemmer's work, and I totally agree. Intent equals results. You know, whatever you set your mind on doing, and you make a quality decision on it, you're going to create those results because everything the universe gets behind you on that. So that's awesome. So the other thing I wanted to add is, I think I did this on a Tuesday night too when I talked about the dash button. I mean, we talk about all this stuff disappearing. I want all of you when you get off the call today is just go on Google and Google dash button. Because Amazon has come up with this new way where we're getting rid of retail stores. When Al talks about Walmart not needing any retail space, the rest of the world's in trouble as well. I'm sure glad I don't own any shopping malls these days in terms of real estate.
Exactly.
Because I would be about to see my net worth crash. especially if it's highly leveraged. Yeah, because,
you know,
the dash button, you just put them all around your house, you put them in your laundry area, and you press on it, and each dash button has a different brand on it. Like it's going to have Tide, or it's got your, you know, Huggies or Glad or whatever, and you just put them all around your house, and every time you press, you run out of something, you press on that, it puts an automatic order into Amazon. And they give you a confirmation on your phone so you can cancel if you change your mind. And that's how you order your products that you need around for household products. And they're automatically shipped. How do you like that?
Imagine a world where everything's on automatic order. So
right,
something
right.
we created, something that people think, oh, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of kludgy, automatic order. Well, the world is going there. We were ahead of the world on realizing that people should be on automatic order. Why? I mean, the idea of going shopping every week for the same, you know, things that you need and you know you're going to use the rest of your life. Matter of fact, we're looking at a concept called Ditto Order, where, you know, so the auto order program could be something you set up for the whole year, and you can manage it on a month-to-month basis based on your need, based on how you use certain things. So certain things last longer than others. So we're going to look at getting beyond just the 28-day cycle in terms of really establishing a Ditto order for the whole year.
Perfect.
For the things that you know you're going to be using, and that's just in the right, you know, in the same range of what's happening with a dash button. Excellent. That's
right.
A great analogy, by the way. Yes.
Exactly. So no question it's coming upon us. This world is changing so rapidly. Absolutely. The technology is just like racing past us. So thanks, Al. Appreciate you being on the call today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Just feel confident and comfortable. You know, the direction we're going is awesome, and it's exciting to see all that's happening around us. And don't forget to tie in. I know JP couldn't join us this morning, but he's going to be definitely on Tuesday Night Live, so make sure you watch that live tomorrow. Okay, Al, thanks again, buddy. Appreciate
you. You're welcome,
you.
Buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you
talk
this week.
To you.
Okay.
Bye,
all right,
everybody.
Bye-bye.